crumpled up machine. A little matchbox circled by a rubber band, and inside the ring from Walter Browning's hand. It took a while to figure out just what it meant, the truth about the Carroll County accident. By dark of night, I dropped the ring into a well and took a sacred oath that I would never tell the truth about the Carroll County accident. 'Cause the county ordered Dad a marble monument. I lost him in the Carroll County accident.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 13 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources tell ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter that called the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Kneindike is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight and without any sort of restraints from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for Energy Secretary. The fossil fuel exec has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News. For the first time in nearly a month because of the fires, the Pacific Coast Highway in Los Angeles reopened.
But non-residents are being told they should stay away because the PCH is down to one lane in each direction. The speed limit is 25 miles an hour, and there's no stopping and taking pictures allowed. And still, to get into Pacific Palisades, it is residents only to prevent gawkers and looters.
ABC's Alex Stone. Death with dignity? Illinois and Tennessee lawmakers joined 19 other states in the debate.
With Roe v. Wade off the books, abortion rights opponents like attorney and lobbyist Will Brewer have shifted their efforts to physician-assisted dying proposals, like the one in Tennessee.
We keep people from committing suicide when they're healthy. Why are we going to aid somebody in suicide in a different scenario?
10 states do allow the practice. In California, more than 3,300 terminally ill patients took their own lives with the help of a physician between 2016 and 2022. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the low 20s, partly sunny and cool conditions, north to northwest winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and brisk, a low of 8. Wednesday, cloudy and a 30% chance of scattered light snow later in the afternoon, possibly mixed with sleet or freezing rain, a high of 31 Wednesday. A light wintry mix likely Wednesday night, a low of 24. Thursday, clouds giving way to scattered sunshine and a high of 35, and Friday partly cloudy with less wind and a temperature of 25. Also Saturday cloudy, snow likely most of the day, 2 or 3 inches expected, a high of 29. Right now, WRCO Studios, after a 24-degree high early this morning, we are down from that to the current mark, which is 13 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today. Thanks for joining us. Today is Tuesday, February 4th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous valley.
fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star spangle banner
See me as we start the day in a positive way here at WRCO, light in the Milk House headquarters this morning. Winds at times up to 10 miles per hour. That's kind of the pesky part of it this morning. We're at 13 degrees, which is the overnight low. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail after another late night with basketball last night.
Some of those games are getting later and later. And Phil doesn't get as much beauty sleep. But that's all right. Yeah, not that it's going to help anything. We're about 10 minutes away from a check of sports, some of those high school games from last night, and another Bucks loss last night. I think the Bucks were playing shorthanded. They may have even been playing the managers. I'm not sure who was playing last night. But nonetheless, we'll have that for you coming up in a little bit. Farm News and Markets at 5:30 as well. Here is Southern Pacific.
We ever knew the dreams we watched come true. Disappointment could come by and we'd cry when feeling blue. But I'll remember always, no, I won't forget you. All the empty dreams that we once knew soon were more than filled. Lady Luck, she truly smiled and put us in her will. Even now that you've gone, I have memories still unused. And I remember always there'll never be another you.
Charlie Louvin on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. 5:16, Tech Help Tuesday will be held at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon today. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the library at 647-6444. There is no charge for this service. And don't forget, a Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app as well.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will, some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will, every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
The postseason is here for high school wrestlers across the state of Wisconsin. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join Bill Twining, David Werman, Henry Bray, and me for High School Conference Tournament Saturday this weekend. We'll have coverage of Prairie du Chien's clash between the Southwest Conference and the SWAL, and at Royal High School, the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. On WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app, sponsored in part by Dairyland Transportation, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Nelson Agri Center, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Cardinal Glass CG, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, and Southwest Tech. Coverage begins on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on WRCO Radio Sports. 'Tis the season. Yeah, I'm getting into some real busy stuff there with high school sports. Last night in girls basketball, it was a win for Barneveld over River Valley, 52-37. Highland, 59. Riverdale, 50. River Ridge got the win against Boscobel, 65-14. And Cuba City over Platteville, 74-62. Boys basketball, it was Ithaca over Iowa Grant, 63-45. River Ridge beat Boscobel, 77-30. Hillsboro over Lafarge, 76-39. Royal, 64. Mauston, 41. It was also Mineral Point, 79-50 over Lancaster. Cuba City beat Platteville, 54-41, as well in boys basketball. Oklahoma City Thunder routed the shorthanded Milwaukee Bucks, 125-96 last night. Milwaukee was without injured stars Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, and Chris Middleton, turning what could have been an exciting rematch of the NBA Cup final that Milwaukee won into a blowout last night. The Thunder now 39-9. The Bucks continue to stumble there at 26-22. In other NBA games last night, Washington 124, Charlotte 114, Atlanta 132, Detroit 130, New York beat Houston 124-118, Sacramento 116, Minnesota 114, Memphis 128, San Antonio 109, Denver 125, New Orleans 113, Indiana 112, Utah 111, Golden State 104, Orlando 99, Portland 121, Phoenix 119 in overtime. College basketball, number 16, Kansas over Iowa State, 69-52. And Ottawa won an NHL game against Nashville, 5-2, the final. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Good morning. We're at 12 degrees in Richland Center. Yeah, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride recently with warmer temperatures at this time of day, and all of a sudden, 12? Come on. Yeah, all right. We're past the midway point of winter. But, yeah, it could be a lot of cold mornings yet to go. What is the record low? Oh, yeah. The record low for this date, 33 below zero in 1996. And I think that might have been right around the time of conference wrestling, because I remember going out on a Saturday morning and, boy, just wondering if they were going to have it, and they did, and then buses were late getting to the event and all kinds of stuff. We were, I think, at Ithaca that day, and had a little trouble keeping everything heated. Things weren't just working that well. 33 below the record low, so, yeah, shouldn't feel so bad about 12 above right now. Let's poke our cares away, shall we? Here we go. that's a wild and woolly one there. In Heaven There Is No Beer Polka, WRCO Radio. So, yeah, be aware of that. And that was a group called Clean Living, which had actually had a chart record with that one back in the early 1970s. It's getting wild already, and it's only Tuesday.
I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle, and 10 more just in case that don't do the trick. And I'll be dead broke tomorrow morning with heartaches by the dozen and a lady on my mind that's driving me crazy. Why do I need to see those blue eyes looking at me that way again? After the way she did me, it's a sin. How could she just walk out and leave me? After all these nights in her arms, look where I am. And I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle, 10 more just in case that don't do the trick. And I'll be dead broke tomorrow morning with heartaches by the dozen and a lady on my mind that's driving me crazy. I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle, 10 more just in case that don't do the trick. And I'll be dead broke tomorrow morning with heartaches by the dozen and a lady on my mind that's driving me crazy.
An awful lot to make me cry, but it only took one word from her. Goodbye. What's wrong with me? Why couldn't I see the lonely nights for her were too long? Now she's gone. It takes an awful lot to open my eyes, but it only took one word from her. Goodbye. How can one word cut so deep? Like a knife. It takes an awful lot to want to die, but it only took one word from her. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Eddie Arnold on the Light in the Milk House Show. Goodbye. Well, no, hello. Yeah, thanks for joining us today. We're headed toward a high of 21. It'll be partly sunny and cool, and north to northwest winds will be around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and brisk, a low of 8. Tomorrow, 31, with maybe some wintry stuff on the way. Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday night. Thursday, 35 with scattered sunshine, and Friday, partly cloudy and less wind, a high of 25. Right now, 11 at WRCO Studios, and the time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Cattle imports from Mexico resume. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the president of Farmers for Free Trade says a 30-day pause on proposed 25% tariffs against Mexico and Canada is good news. Bob Hemesath, who farms in northeast Iowa, tells Brownfield he still has concerns. He says tariffs would have wide-reaching demand impacts at a time many producers are already hurting.
Both are really good trading partners. Mexico's number one in corn. We sell ethanol to Canada, among other products. A lot of pork goes into Mexico, so we were concerned what the effects on those markets would be.
Hemesath says tariffs on inputs like Canadian potash and Chinese chemicals will also impact the bottom line. The president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute says he's urging the Trump administration to exempt Canadian fertilizer products from any tariff orders. Corey Rosenbusch tells Brownfield.
It is important not only for potash, but even nitrogen that's manufactured to come down and other products such as sulfur not be have a tariff applied to it.
He says the spring planting window is coming up soon and U.S. growers depend on Canadian potash. It's been more than 2 months since live cattle have been able to cross the border of Mexico, and that's about to change. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the 2025 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show in San Antonio, Texas.
Imports of live cattle from Mexico are set to slowly resume this week. Ethan Lane, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says this is good news.
The protein supply chain is tight at the moment, so every pound or every billion pounds of beef matters.
He tells Brownfield those cattle are regionally important.
Those Mexican cattle crossing the border are going into U.S. producers' operations, and a lot of value is being added to those animals here in the U.S. before they go on to harvest.
But Lane says with the protocols that have been established, there won't be a flood of cattle entering the market.
Those protocols require a multi-day stay on the Mexican side of the border in pre-clearance pens before they can go to the port and finally receive clearance. So, you know, something on the order of a 7-day process.
From San Antonio, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
A Wisconsin farmer known for his many soybean experiments has another test underway. Ryan Nell farms near Juneau, and he wrapped up January by planting some soybeans.
This is something we've never done. We have frost underneath all this right now. I've never planted on top of frost. When you go down and dig the beans, that top 2-3 inches, my hand just goes through and you can just pulverize it. But you try to go below there, it's froze.
Nell says he used a 3.5-acre plot on a slight side hill right behind the home farm, which was strip-tilled in the fall. Nell frequently plants early test plots, but most of his fields are planted in mid to late March. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet Monday. Cash hogs were higher. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country was quiet Monday afternoon with no bids on the table. Asking prices have yet to be established, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, there weren't enough cattle to establish a trend at Monday's sale. Total receipts were down on both week and year-ago levels. USDA says demand was moderate. Feeder supply included 41% steers, and 77% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 705 to 746 pounds, brought 268 to 294. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 652 to 694 pounds, sold for 258 to 284. Boxed beef closed sharply higher with choice up 431 at $331.99 and select up 277 at $319.84. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head. Cash hogs were higher with light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It was a fairly quiet start to the week, with buyers seemingly not in a rush to issue bids, instead getting a look at their near-term needs and monitoring demand. Pork was firm at midday but closed lower, reflecting the ongoing inconsistency in domestic wholesale market. While global demand for U.S. pork is generally solid, there are some concerns about the impact of tariffs on export business. Butcher hogs were higher at the Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa markets on Monday. Barrels and gilts were $2 higher at $60. Slaughter sows were $1 to $24 higher, ranging from $51 to $80. Boars ranged from $18 to $30. Pork values were lower at the close, down 94 cents at $93.81. Estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and up more than 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures fell sharply on Monday on the resumption of cattle imports from Mexico and overbought signals. Lean hog futures were sharply lower Monday, including a limit loss in April due to technical weakness and pork demand questions. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were $2 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up with the new tariffs on Mexico being paused for a month. March beans were 16 and a quarter higher at 10.58 and a quarter. May was up 15 and a quarter at 10.72 and three quarters. March corn was 6 3/4 higher at 4.88 and three quarters. May was up 6 3/4 at 4.99 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower on the resumption of cattle imports from Mexico. April live was down 215 at $200.15. June was 222 lower at 194.47. March feeders were down 522 at 270.50. And hogs were pressured by technical weakness with April lean limit down at 86.35 and the May contract $3.80 lower at 90.72. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bird flu has been a real kick in the pants for U.S. poultry exports. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. U.S. problems with highly pathogenic avian influenza, bird flu for short, have been very apparent to consumers of eggs and poultry. Chicken egg prices have more than quadrupled at the grocery store. Then there's the impact on poultry trade with other countries. Greg Tyler of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council gives an example.
If you think about
what chicken paws will get at the rendering plant in the U.S., it's only about 9 cents per pound. The Chinese will pay as much as $3 per pound for chicken paws. So obviously it's a great loss to us when we cannot export there.
Tyler says trade agreements are critical to the poultry industry.
Our motto has always been a rising tide floats all boats. We think that we can help grow poultry consumption in a lot of those markets, not only help the local industry to grow, because we do have a sister group called the World Poultry Foundation that we work with to try to help some of these markets to grow, but at the same time, we want them to give us access to that market, because U.S. poultry meat is a very cheap protein and something that is needed by a lot of consumers around the globe.
My thanks to AgriPulse for sharing Tyler's comments. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994. For 2020.
The president of the International Dairy Foods Association says we need a workforce. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Michael Dykes is the president of the International Dairy Foods Association and says producers and processors are concerned about President Trump's plans for deporting undocumented immigrants.
I think mass deportations will probably be the next thing that we deal with as an industry.
Dykes told industry leaders IDFA is doing what it can to help the industry prepare.
We'll be doing a webinar for our members on how to prepare for that and what to do if you get the knock on the door. But our industry writ large, this will be probably the next thing we encounter. We'll have to work our way through that, and we will. We're working closely with the meat industry, which I think will be there with us.
Dykes says IDFA is also working for reforms in the visa programs, knowing H-2A doesn't work for dairy farmers or processors.
As we do more on mass deportations, we're going to have to find some way to make the legal process work. We need a workforce.
Dykes made his comments during the recent dairy forum in San Antonio, Texas. Cash dairy prices were lower Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was down 2 cents at 62 cents. Two sales recorded at 62 and 63. 40-pound cheese blocks down 1.5 cents at 186 and a quarter. Four sales were recorded. Cheese barrels down 2 cents at 179 with four sales. Butter went down 0.25 cents to 243 with three sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0.5 cent to 134, but seven sales were recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Harchi Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Harchi's crane truck. For more information, call Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207.
The forecast for today calls for partly sunny and cool conditions, a high of 21, north to northwest winds at 10 to 15, tonight partly to mostly cloudy and brisk, a low of 8, 31 Wednesday, with a 30% chance of scattered light snow later in the day. A light wintry mix is likely Wednesday night with a low of 24. Thursday, 35 with scattered sunshine. 25 Friday. And now they're talking about some snow Saturday for most of the day. 2 to 3 inches expected. Right now, winds around 5. We're at 11 degrees, which is so far the overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Thanks for joining us. 15 away from 6. This is the Light in the Milk House Show, and here is Billy Walker.
Who can it be? Hello? Hello? Yes, this is me, darling.
When will you be here? What time will it be? Oh, you're not coming. I see. Oh, I see. Well, I hope you'll be happy. Well, thank you all.
Bye.
Trace Atkins on WRCO Radio. This ain't no thinking thing. We're at 10 degrees in Richland Center. We'll get the latest scoop on the weather, which, well, pun intended, maybe we'll have to use a scoop shovel for the first time. I don't know. We'll see. Saturday is quite a ways off, but they're talking about some snow that day. So we will have to see. We'll have to, you know, justify the fact that I've had the scoop shovel out there and rubber strap down just in case I need it, but haven't needed it for much other than maybe to maybe pick up some garbage in my Pontiac Vibe.
With time, my face has wrinkled, but my blue eyes still sparkle with the love I felt for you the day we met. To me, you're just as lovely as the first time I saw you. Times have changed, but our hearts haven't yet. I'm still the same old me, loving the same sweet you. Time hasn't withered our hearts, and when our days are through, I'll still be loving you. Even death can't keep us apart. Hands that once were steady have now begun to tremble, but when they touch you, the same old feeling's there. But your smile is still as special as it was the day we married. Years have unchanged. I'm still the same old me, loving the same sweet you. Time hasn't withered our hearts, and when our days are through, I'll still be loving you. Even death
classic George Jones on WRCO Radio and the same old me. The same old Tony Schumacher is coming up with the weather in just a moment.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Sports is pleased to team with Westwood One Radio Network for the big game coming up on Sunday. Join us for the Super Bowl featuring the Chiefs and Eagles. Hear it on the radio beginning with the pregame time at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Catch the game on us, WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. It's Super Bowl Sunday on the radio. This Saturday begins the postseason for area high school boys wrestlers. WRCO Radio has coverage of the events going on in our immediate area, including the Southwest Conference SWAL Clash at Prairie du Chien and the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament going on at Royal High School in Elroy. Join WRCO Sports for the coverage beginning at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Sponsored in part by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Ash Creek Plumbing and Heating, Classic Auto Body, Ring Brothers, Sunshine and Giggles, Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Driftless Area Deer Classic, Chicken Ridge Farms, Riverdale Ag Supply, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Larson Paint and Collision, Brew Ha Ha Roasters, All American Doing Setters, Osborne Stump Removal, and Lime Ridge Ag Supply. Join us Saturday morning at 10 o'clock for high school boys wrestling from WRCO Sports.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at a chilly day today with polar air pushing down from the north, but at least some partial sunshine. Meanwhile, the next weather system will slide in from the south and west tomorrow and could bring us some light precipitation later in the afternoon, continuing tomorrow night. Temperatures will be kind of borderline, so we could see a variety of precipitation types from light snow to sleet, little freezing rain, so watch out for some slushy and slippery conditions out there later tomorrow. That system will move away, leaving us with dry and gusty winds for Thursday. Friday at this point also looks to be on the quiet side. The next storm system should slide across the region throughout the day Saturday, bringing a good chance of accumulating snow over all of the state of Wisconsin and surrounding areas. With several inches possible, could be some slow and slippery travel. That should be ending later Saturday night. Overall temperatures do look a bit chilly in that extended forecast. So today, look for partly sunny skies, high near 21, north-northwest wind 10 to 15. Tonight, partly or mostly cloudy and brisk with a low near 8 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 30% chance of scattered light snow later in the day, possibly mixed with some sleet or freezing drizzle. High near 31 degrees. Wind out of the east-southeast between 5 and 10. Wednesday night, a light wintry mix is likely, low 24. Thursday, cloud cover giving way to scattered sunshine and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Heading into Friday, partly cloudy with less wind, low 10 degrees, high in the mid-20s. Saturday, cloudy with snow likely most of the day. Right now, looks like 2 or 3 inches could fall, low at 14 with a high of 29. Sunday, partly cloudy and chilly, low near 11, high of 23. And next Monday, partly cloudy, high 22. There could be some snow moving in again toward next Monday night or Tuesday. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature has continued to dip. We're at 10 degrees. Yesterday's high was 33 at the studios, record high 55 in 1890, record low 33 below zero in 1996. Last year's high was 48 and the low 23. Sunset will happen at 5:17 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 7:13 coming up for the morning this morning. Right now, the winds are from the east-northeast, around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Barometer is at 3041, up from earlier today. And after an early reading this morning of 24, we're down from that. It is 10 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news from ABC at 6 o'clock is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. China countering President Trump's across-the-board tariffs on Chinese products with tariffs on certain U.S.